Mr. Carbone.
Hi, Bob. Chuck, still need to get together, I know, but I wanted to check one idea out with you. We're still pursuing need to take some kind of overt action and try and blunt this. We're in now of appearing to cover up and not go up to the committee and all that sort of thing, which we obviously don't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to appear that way or don't want to go to the committee?
Both.
Yeah, okay.
So, thought raised, what if Kleindienst were to with Sirica and point to him that the president up to this point has been relying on the statements of the people and the staff and so forth, that there has been no involvement in the Dean investigation and so on. McCord charges raise some out on this whole thing and in a very serious way, and that therefore the president has asked Kleindienst to talk with Sirica and to make the following suggestions or raise the following questions. One, whether Sirica wants to feel better if we appointed a special prosecutor to handle the follow-up on this on a continuing basis. Two, does he want to appoint a new grand jury to this? And three, whether or not he wants to do either of those two things, the total cooperation from the White House in terms of the either new or old grand jury, new or old prosecutor, including from all of the White House staff members that have been directly or indirectly named, that they've all volunteered to appear and testify, that they're question of executive privilege on matters leading up to the Watergate incident doesn't arise because there was no communication with the president of any sort on that subject. The president had no knowledge or that subject, so that we're not in the area of executive privilege. Then, assuming Sirica agrees to any or all of those suggestions, Ziegler goes out and announces that the president has asked the attorney general to meet with Judge Sirica, and this is what they do. So that you have the overt action coming from our part on getting our people out onto some forum where they can testify and into a hell of a lot better forum, as you agreed the other day, than the Hill would be.
Well, I have a number of reactions, Bob. I don't think much of the idea to start with. What it let me try to put it in context. Up until now, have assumed that we have hidden behind executive privilege, and we've only done the minimum. Just assume that.
That's not true.
No, of course not. I'm saying just assume that someone wants to take that point of view. Now, because McCord has blown and said everything, we go send the attorney general in to see a district court judge, and it almost appears like overreaction. In other words, it appears that all of a sudden we've gotten secondhand information as to what McCord has told Dash, that we're suddenly going to go out and do something very extraordinary and very unusual.
That's the point of keeping it in this way rather than appointing a commission to do it or something like that, which would be taking an unusual step.
Well, I wouldn't appoint a Warren Commission under any circumstances.
Yeah.
Good God. And I wouldn't appoint a special prosecutor, and I'd never make that offer to Sirica because he'd take you up on it immediately. And one thing you don't need is a special prosecutor. I'll tell you when I see you, but believe me, you do not need a special prosecutor. You want a special prosecutor. By the way, I feel very strongly about that. And more strongly the more that I've...
Okay, have you got some time now?
Sure, I'll come right over.
Why don't you come over to my office?
I'll be right over.
It'll be easier to talk there.
Yep, I think so.
Okay.
Good.